Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. My name's Gonda Martin, and I'm just questioning. I signed up the other day for the car reports. Now, is this $18.95? It's good for a month?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that so I don't run it over. I'm looking for the date. It's the 24th, so I got till June 23rd. Okay.
Can I have your email address so I can pull locate?
Oh, okay. Yes, I didn't want to bother you that much. Drama201913@outlook.com.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Glenda Martin.
Thank you. And yes, you're good until June 21st, and it'll bill you again on that day.
Okay, because I only need it for a month. I'm not going to be buying a lot of cars. I'm trying to get rid of them. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. You said you're not going to want it, so do you want to cancel it now?
No, I'm going to keep it for a month. But
You'll have to call back in and cancel it.
I will. Yeah, I understand that. Do you know anything about, because every one of them are different. Way different. And the truck that I co-signed for my daughter, which technically I own, right? Why are they so different? Do they think Carfax is the best? Because that's what I got when we bought the truck, and then I get these other ones with you and a couple others, and they're all different. One says it's made in Mexico. One says it was built in Detroit, and one said it was diesel. It's not diesel, but you know who is the best? You know, I know you can't say because you'd have to say yours is. But have you heard people say that? They're just so different.
No. Okay. So what we provide is anything that was made public on a car. So the information that you're getting from us is what was put on the car made public by somebody.
Oh, so could they lie?
Yes.
Okay, because it says it has this and it has that. Well, we don't have that on this because the serial number, it's the right vehicle, but they're so different. That's why I wondered. So it's like the recall. There's a recall, you know, there's recalls. And I asked, we have the recall for the passenger airbag. And I asked GM, this girl, and I said, well, how do you know to recall a certain year? And she said, well, people call in and they say this is bad, and we look at it. And I said, so it's on the honor system. If they don't call in, then if there's a you know what I mean? That's how they find out. Did you know that? I wondered how they know that 2013 had a recall for the airbag. Well, how do they know that the airbag is bad? She said somebody had to call in and tell us the airbag was bad. So
exactly, like yes, multiple. Whenever they get a recall, I'm pretty sure, just like from my experience, I would believe that multiple people started calling in, and that's how the company found out and did a recall on it.
Right. I didn't know how they did that. There was a bunch. He wrote, you know, big O. He had a bunch of stuff going on, but that's how they find out. I said, well, that's not good because, you know, we have something serious wrong, and if you don't turn it in, you don't even know about it. But I'm glad I know that, but I didn't know that before. So it has to be somebody complaining, a couple people like you said, so they believe it or they look at the vehicle probably. Okay, well, thank you for your time. It makes me understand why they're different. So it's all them, whoever owned it, saying, could it have been wrecked when they say it wasn't wrecked? But that's on your insurance or something, isn't it? Wouldn't that be public information? They couldn't change that.
Yeah, it would be public information.
Oh, it wouldn't? So they could tell you it wasn't wrecked, and then it says it's not wrecked?
Well, let's see. If somebody called in and said the vehicle was wrecked, yeah, I mean, some people can lie. I can't say that people can't lie.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, I understand that, but that's how they say it's the person that owned it that's given the information. I didn't understand that. So, well, that's good to know, too.
Yes,
you'd have to, I would have it looked at, you know, before I purchased it, you know, and just ask. I've done that before. I told the insurance company, I'm not accepting it till I have it looked at. And the guy that I knew in Anchorage, he said, do not take this vehicle. It's towed out all the way. You'd never be able to line it again. It looks like they took Bondo to fix it, you know, with a butter knife, and he said, "Good, take it back." And they put $15,000 or $17,000 in it to instead of totaling it. And I went to him. I said, "I'm not accepting this. Look at this. Look at that." They paid us off $21,000. So they put $38,000 in this $21,000 truck because we went and bought a, you know, it wasn't that old. We went and bought another one with the $21,000, but it was stupid because my husband goes, "It's totaled. It rolled three times. Whoever was in it, because they took off, you know, didn't stay with it. They're lucky they didn't get, you know, the roof caved in. They're lucky they weren't crushed and couldn't walk." We never did find out who, you know, some kids. So, but that was how dumb Leaders was. But that's my attitude. I'm told them these, it just got stolen in Silverado. I said, "It's not going anywhere until I take it and have it looked at, because I want to make sure that you, if nothing else is wrong with it." Okay, well, thank you for your information. I appreciate it. So that makes me realize, you know, what's going on. Have a nice one.